You're listening to The Takeaway.
Good morning, everyone. I'm John Hockenberry. Boy, they had a great present moment over at Goldman Sachs yesterday, wouldn't you say?
Yes, present as in wrapped up in a bow.
Right. Farah Jadeh is with me, and we're talking about Goldman Sachs' present moment. They did $3.44 billion of business in the latest quarter. Is that an indication of future good tidings for the bank? Is it a leading indicator, or is it a lagging indicator that Goldman did some great stuff and the future of the economy is anybody's bet? That's really the story this morning, and it's what we're talking about, leading and lagging economic indicators. It makes all the difference whether you're looking ahead or looking behind, and what numbers you're looking at determine whether you're facing the rearview mirror or looking clearly through the windshield at what's ahead in the economy. Continuing now with Lakshman Ashutan, who's managing director of ECRI, Economic Cycles Research Institute, a market analysis company that forecasts recessions and recoveries. Lakshman, thanks so much for being here.
Sure.
And, you know, what kinds of statistics that we report on every month look forward and what ones look behind? The president seems to think that employment indicators are always lagging indicators. Is that your view?
Yeah, they're roughly coincident to lagging. It depends what you're looking at. The unemployment rate is lagging. Headline payroll jobs, like how many you lost or how many you gained each month, that's roughly coincident. You can't have an end to the recession unless you actually get some jobs growth.
Right.
Okay, so we're going to have to see that. But when like, in you know, we recently had a monthly jobs report that came in weaker than expected, and all of a sudden all the green shoots that were out there died, right? And everybody said – and the stock market stopped going up, and it used to be on a tear. And so everybody said, well, you know, this recession's with us. It's not going away at all. And that is a lot of rear view or side window looking. You're not looking out the windshield in front of you.
And it's losing the signal for the noise of the numbers day to day. And that's really the challenge.
Absolutely.
Here.
The consensus, there's a widespread inability to distinguish among leading, coincident, and lagging indicators. And also, there's an overweight attention put on anything that is new. Because basically, like 99% of the news out there is not leading, okay?
And
right. But it's new. But it's new.
But
news,
it is new.
Right?
I see.
And so just because it's new, which is, oh, the jobs in June were weak, or, oh, you know, Intel last quarter did a little bit better, that scene is somewhat forward-looking. Has nothing to do with the future.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your forecast that was reported on this program yesterday by Dan Gross of Newsweek, who said you have the best look forward of anybody because you've been doing it for longer than anyone and taking data that goes way, way, way back.
Right.
You think that the recession is going to end when, and when are we going to feel it?
Okay, those are two different, and those are two different times, okay? By April, looking at these leading indicators, and, you know, look, to be fair, this is not something I came up with. I'm standing on the shoulders of giants from a couple of generations before me, going back to the booms and busts that occurred before the Great Depression. And there's a sequence of events of leading indicators and then coincident indicators that have remained durable all that time. And those began rising very convincingly at the beginning of the year. By April, it was clear the recession would be over this summer. I don't think the man in the street will feel that until the fall when they're looking in the rearview mirror, because really your gut feel is a rearview mirror feel.
What about sub-demographics? You know, you have America at large, but you also have, you know, teens who are, you know, 18, 19 who have to work. You have recent college graduates, people of color, et cetera. Do you have any idea how any of those groups might be affected by this, you know, emerging recovery, hopefully?
There's going to be some echoes of what we saw in the last recovery. If you recall, following the 2001 recovery, it was a jobless recovery. It was tough, and I suspect this time around we're going to have echoes of that. If you're exposed to the manufacturing sector, it's not going to feel good anytime soon, even though technically the recession is going to end. If you're a man or a minority, you'll probably have a little bit tougher go because so many of these kind of hands-on construction, manufacturing type industries are really going to hurt for a while. Women may do a little bit better.
Here's what one African-American man had to say about this lagging indicator.
Our truth is that some of the jobs that have been lost in the auto industry and elsewhere won't be coming back.
So permanent job losses, that's something we do have to
focus on. Yeah, he's spot on right there because
President Obama,
President Obama.
I don't see any axle grease under his finger.
No, not at all.
Well, you know, here's the cold hard facts. Over the last 10 years, 10 years ago we had 18 million manufacturing jobs. Today we have 12 million. We've lost a third of them. They're never coming back. That type of experience is probably repeating right now into the recovery.
All right. Well, we're going to hear voices of people having that experience and talk a little more about this in just a moment. But, of course, lots more news, and we shift down to Washington for I.